Hi, I was an extremely tall person at Stray Kids VIP Pansy, and all of the Xiao members hated me because I was super tall. Kayum!
Hi, I'm young, but I'm still fit because I'm still in an exclusive situationship. Zoria, if I'm still in an exclusive situationship when this episode airs, right? Slap me at you guys, honestly.
And welcome to...
Welcome to K-Pop K-Pose.
And we are K-Pop K-Pose.
Hey, Kayum, what's today's episode?
Today, we are going to have a very exciting thing. Okay, so for today's episode, we actually do have a very interesting topic to talk about.
I'm dumb in, actually.
Huh?
I've never done this thing before.
Yeah, so in the words of a MLBB player, today I'll be carrying this. I am the hyper in this.
Wait, what's MLBB?
Mobile Legends, bang bang. Hey, I'm an MLBB player, you know. Fuck off. What's the problem? I play ML. And you want to know a fun fact? It now's really into K-pop because the upcoming event in ML. Wait for it. The upcoming event in MLBB. Guess who is the new global ambassador for Mobile Legends?
Is it not Aespa?
No. It's Itzy.
Put my sneakers on.
Okay, anyways, talking about Itzy, we're actually going to talk about concerts today. Okay, Zuria has not attended a single concert in her lifetime, correct?
Yeah, even in my 10 years of liking K-pop, even more than 10 years, like 13 years right now.
Right, and I am a man with an impulsive spending problem. So I've been to 3 concerts this year.
The year just started.
Yeah. Literally.
It's only March now, babe.
Okay. Yes, I know. So because of my, I would say, vast experience of going to K-pop concerts, we're actually going to give you tips and tricks, okay? And we're going to give it to you, right, from the start and to the end, okay? For your entire experience.
Okay.
Zuria has not been to a single concert, so she will literally be makes sense. But Kayum, you're so smart. They're going to vibe. Okay.
Okay, I know you have a praise king.
Okay, anyway. So, first things first. I went to Itzy's concert.
Yep. That Abandon was on me and Sean.
Yes. That was on the 28th of January. And okay. Then literally a week later, I was at Stray Kids concert.
Abandon me and Sean again.
Correct. And then I think last week, exactly a week ago was PH1's concert that I went with Azura.
And abandoned me.
No, you abandoned me. We invited you. But yeah, we went to PH1's concert. And from there, I think I had like quite a lot of like information and knowledge I can like bestow upon everybody.
Okay, so then...
Oh, I'm going to Stray Kids also. No, I'm going to Blackpink.
No, your Jidol behind...
Jidol, I never go.
No. Like, turn around. Oh. Press the...
Oh. What the hell? She's like, turn around. Like, oh, is it a poster? No, yeah. So I did not go to Jidol.
Jidol was last year, right?
Jidol was last year. However, Nafal went to Jidol. Mm. And Aiden too? Both of you went?
So cute. Like a bro date.
Yeah. Yeah, so they sat 4 seats away from Son. If you don't know
who's woman crush.
Yeah, if you don't know who Son is Son Chonason.
Son Chonason
from CLC. Anyways, so yeah, so first things first, you want to go to a concert. So now Singapore concerts, right? Literally, there's only 3 locations it can happen at. Okay.
Star Vista. Yeah.
Okay.
Stadium.
Stadium and.
What else?
Indoor stadium.
Stadium.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, so Blackpink is going to be at the National Stadium. And then after that, for Stray Kids, TXT, Treasure, and these people, right, they are going to be at the indoor stadium. So it's 2 separate stadiums. Do you know that?
The stadium is the one that opened up the...
That's the National Stadium.
No, the PH1 concert.
I was about to say also.
PH1 concert
and for a smaller, like, I would say, like, smaller...
Sorry. Harry Styles was where?
Huh?
Harry Styles was where?
Harry Styles at National Stadium.
Oh, so it's the Billie Eilish was National Stadium.
Yes.
Then indoor stadium is
the indoor stadium.
Okay. Got it.
However, for smaller acts, right? They'll sometimes do at Capitol Theatre.
Oh, that's pretty cute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, for example, I can talk about literally the all three stadiums really. Oh, not yet. Not yet. Blackpink is in May.
It's okay. We are not sponsored.
Oh, yeah, we're not sponsored. Okay, anyway. So, the thing about the stadiums, right?
Mm.
It is amazing, but also not. So, okay, let me talk in process. So, before.
Okay, yeah. Can we start with, like, how before. Do you... I don't even know how to like buy tickets. Like I see people like go crazy. Like
okay.
They were like, there's tele chat groups lah. I saw correct. One TikTok that queued up at SingPost.
Yes, you can buy stuff at SingPost now also. Okay, so here's the tea. For K-pop concerts, right? I can use ITZY and Stray Kids as the
examples.
Okay, So both of these concerts, right? They are very sought after. Correct.
Uh huh.
Because ITZY is ITZY, Stray Kids is Stray Kids.
Mm-hmm.
ITZY's concert was at the Star Vista.
Yes.
The one that you saw on our TikTok, and the capacity is not that big.
It was there was seats.
It's all seated. Yeah.
Confusing, but okay.
Yeah. So it's all seats, right? And then at the other hand, Stray Kids concert was at Singapore Indoor Stadium, which is huge.
Okay.
Few thousands. Mm-hmm. So, when K-pop companies decide to bring their artists on tour, the first thing you should do is check their Twitter account.
Okay.
So, Stray Kids and ITZY, they both like tell everyone, hey world, we are traveling. And then sometimes you genuinely have to wait for quite a while until they give you information about the concert. So, my big advice, right, for people who want to go to concert, if your ultimate group is... traveling, start saving money for your concert.
So like once they announce,
because the thing is, right, the dates for the tickets, right, will drop very random one, like out of nowhere. For Stray Kids, we only had like a 4-day notice.
Oh.
Yeah, ITZY was 4 days. Stray Kids is a week.
Oh.
So can you imagine like you don't have money in that 1 week to
buy the tickets.
To buy tickets, right?
Yeah.
So it's very crazy. And you also have to really look at these companies,
Record.
Yeah, their track record. Like their process.
How they like manage all these concerts, how they release.
Correct. Everyone was asking me, hey Kayum, how come like you got so much money when like how come you get to go for both Stray Kids as well as for ITZY? Because they're only a week apart. The thing is, when I saw that Stray Kids was touring, right, I automatically started saving money for ITZY. Because I knew that if one comes to Singapore, confirm the other one also because they are part of the same company. Which is why I have already saved money. Saving money for... They're not here. Twice is most definitely coming to Singapore. Because they are currently going to go on a world tour soon and they will come to Singapore.
I think after this like album promotions, I think they're going to go
correct.
On tour.
Correct. Les Seraphim is going to go on tour as well. So start saving money. So that's the trick for you doing it. And then for example, I'm going, let's use Twice. Twice. Now, when Twice announced the prices of the tickets and things like that, right?
Okay.
A lot of people say, oh, is it worth it to do standing or seating? What's your opinion on that? What would you prefer, seating or standing?
Ooh, how long is one concert usually?
2 hours plus.
I would prefer to be able to chill.
Chill and then like dance a bit and have fun, right?
So sitting is it?
Sitting. Okay. So here's the thing. It was my first time being in a VIP standing, right?
Okay, VIP
for
standing.
Stray Kids. I genuinely wanted to off myself.
Off? As in?
Like.
Oh my god, why?
It was so tiring. I was so tired. And you have to remember, I was in the second row.
And you're pretty tall.
And I'm pretty tall. And by the end of the concert, I don't know how, I ended up fifth row.
Is it like, you really have to like fight against?
Yeah, you really have to keep, what? Skill issue. What skill issue?
You could have stayed in the second row. You just won't make
sure. Yeah, people were pushing like crazy.
Really? Yeah.
It was
okay,
so
I'm
bad.
Sitting. I just want to be like. It was I thought so people. Bad. Okay, people always told me to go to concerts just for the vibes. But if it's like they do that, like.
Okay, the only reason why I bothered to go for VIP standing for Stray Kids, because Stray Kids is my ultimate boy group.
Yeah.
And I will not go to any other boy groups after Stray Kids.
And it's worth it because Felix waved at you.
Yeah, Felix Lee Yong Book literally signed "I Love You" to me. He did this. He pointed at me and then he waved at me again. Insert clip. I want to keep on. Anyway, I can insert this clip. I'll insert this clip. But yeah. So that is where you need to sit down and really think, okay, is it more worth for me to just sit down or go for a standing one?
I'm old. I'm 23. I am no longer correct. A 13-year-old.
So, but then the plot twist was that for ITZY's concert, it was supposed to all seated, ma, because it was at Star Vista.
What happened?
Eugene say, no, fuck all of you. Stand up right now.
I love her.
Yeah, we're just like, nobody is sitting, stand up. Then like, we all like, put my speakers on. Standing up, seriously, yeah. Mm. And then like, a little girl and her mom literally went home because they all thought it was going to be sitting. And then they, when they realized that like, oh shit, my girl literally can't see anything. So they left.
I mean,
technically not our fault, like, Ryujin's fault. But also, why are you bringing a 6-year-old to a K-pop concert?
Come on, it's a K-pop. Honestly, when I heard that that like ITZY was having it in Star Vista, then I was like, isn't it sitting?
I saw
it was sitting. Then I was like, so how do you like rock on? Rock on.
Okay. So like, yeah, so dumb. So okay, once you decided A, okay, I'm going to a concert, B, I know exactly what seat I'm getting, what category seat I'm getting. Next up, getting the tickets itself, torture. Okay, it's a mind game. Ticketmaster, Live Nation will physically try to break your psyche and you need to push through. For example, Stray Kids tickets were first.
Okay.
So for Stray Kids tickets, there's only two pre-sale. They had the Live Nation pre-sale and then the actual Ticketmaster where anybody and everybody can sign
pre-sale
up.
Pre-sale ni apa?
Okay. So for pre-sale, right? For example, if they have a Live Nation pre-sale, you actually have to sign up for a Live Nation account. So you book through Live Nation, then Live Nation will bring you to Ticketmaster.
Okay.
Okay. If you don't have a pre-sale, you just have to book through Ticketmaster, then it's just a Ticketmaster, the normal one.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So, Stray Kids, I was extremely lucky.
Okay.
Okay? Because I don't know if y'all know this, for a concert nowadays, right, they actually have to put a queue number.
Mm.
Do you know that? So once you buy a ticket, you actually have a queue. Mm. And you have to queue up on the actual day itself in the queue number. That is to prevent like crazy people going to the venue 3 days before.
Oh, so no wonder there's no more. Okay, no. That's what I remember of like K-pop concerts. Mm. Like when back in like 2013, when I watched all these like reality shows, like fans will queue up like 6 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, so that's how they prevent it. It's really based on your luck online.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Amazing. Until I used up all of my luck on Stray Kids concert because out of the 600 people in the pen, right, I was queue number 40.
That's really a friend.
Yeah.
Mm.
I ran. That's why I managed to get, like, I could have been first. I could have been like barricade if I wanted to go to the further end side. But I was like, no, I was going to stick to the middle. Mm. So I was second. Okay. But by the end of it, I was fifth, like, but whatever. Like.
Mm.
Yeah. And then for ITZY, it literally broke me. Because they had the Singtel pre-sale.
Okay.
So if you're a Singtel member, they give you a special code. And then after that, you can like get like head start to buy the tickets.
Papa?
Yeah, literally. So what happened to me was, right, I was at work that day when they had the pre-sale. And I literally got 10 other co-workers. Okay? 10 other colleagues to all of their asses to get onto the queue. And they all did. And I, 11 people helping me, 11, I did not get a ticket.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, then so it's just
Vista very small.
Oh, Shaggy.
Then after that, if you think about it, so okay, I couldn't get the one, right, but Live Nation, I got it. So that's how I got my tickets to Live Nation. It was insane. So I, as a person who've bought ticket like three times, Blackpink, use Live Nation. Live Nation, the pre-sale is amazing.
Don't queue up for SingPost. That's what I learned from that TikTok.
Yeah. So some people try to queue up for SingPost. It can work in your favor. But it can also like completely screw you over. Cause if the SingPost thing like rubber and hanger, you're done for. Cause you're not on the mobile queue, you're not on this, then like how the hell are you gonna do it? It's insane.
Okay, so I think that is the biggest part of like concerts, getting the tickets itself.
Yes.
Okay. Then now, the concert itself.
The concert itself, thank you.
Some people, from what I heard from my friends, my friend's been borrowing my like 6-inch platform heels.
For outfits.
I mean, outfits is one thing. The girls at Stray Kids Stray Kids concerts, they were gorgeous. Did you see our Vox Pops?
Yeah, I did. Do you see our Vox Pops?
You see that girl?
Yeah, you don't even have to talk about, okay, so we talk about like what you mentioned, ticketing done already. Mm. Now, it's approaching the day to your concert. What do you need to do? Okay, this if you're doing freestanding, this is a tip for you babes, get a clear bag.
Okay.
You do not have to bring so many things. Just bring as little things as you can, but in a clear bag. I went for Stray Kids without carrying a single bag. Which is like, even though I was on 40th, I was technically like 30th because I skipped the entire
back check.
Yeah. That's the trick. You have to run for your life, girl. I mean, like, if you want to get, like, good barricade stands, right? So, people think about outfits. I think dressing up for a concert is a vibe. I did it. For my Itzy concert, I was... my theme was Mafia in the morning. If you all saw our Itzy...
Vox Pop.
And then for Stray Kids, if you all saw me popping up and say hello, I was dressed up as Case 143. The denim vibe.
Denim vibes.
Very subtle. I don't know what to wear for Blackpink, but Black I want Pink. Like later. May.
You want my corset? My Blackpink corset.
I'm good. Not you wanting me to wear a freaking corset. But yeah, okay. After you decide what you want to wear, right? Now, getting to the venue, it's fine. Now, what do you do in the venue? Now, here's the tip. If you're at Star Vista, okay, people always say, can you record or not? Giddle cannot record, right? No?
We did it anyway.
But like... However, Itzy, they didn't care. So it's all up to the company actually to allow you to screen. Yeah, so okay, once you know what you wear and you're there already, what do you do? First of all, don't be a rookie in terms of what you hear Nafa and Aiden be saying for just now. Skill issue. Pee before. Okay.
Oh,
pee before,
yes.
Queue up, don't be a loser. You do not want to be the guy who in the middle of a freaking concert wants to go and pee. Okay.
Might be me actually.
Yeah, don't do that. Wear perfume.
Deodorant. Deodorant.
Deodorant or perfume. Anything that doesn't make you smell good.
Wow, brother.
Please.
War flashbacks. There were some stanky people in the Stray Kids concert. I'm so sorry if you're one of them, but wow. Please wear deodorant. Please smell nice. And the actual thing about concerts, right? The war. It's not during the concert. It's not before the concert. It's...
After?
After the concert.
Because, like, what? Getting back
Everyone
home.
Is trying to go home. Literally, every single person is trying to go home. And if you're at the National Stadium, which has an occupancy of over 50,000 people, imagine, like, 30,000 people tried to go home. I think I have a friend here. She's like busy at the back. She went to the Harry Styles concert, and she couldn't leave the parking lot for, like, half an hour. Like a jam. And do you not see the mass of people at the MRT station? People are saying the queue management at National Stadium better than SMRT because it was so crowded. Yeah, it's insane. My trick is, here's a trick. If you're at the Singapore Indoor Stadium or if you're at the
Kallang
National
Stadium
or in the Kallang area, right?
Yeah.
I suggest walk. You walk to either Kallang Leisure Park or if you see Kallang Leisure Park still got too many people, right? You walk to the, what's it called? It's in my head somewhere.
Don't be obsessive with this.
Decathlon. The KFC, McDonald's there.
Yeah.
Just go on a short stroll and then you find yourself there. And it's easy for you to book taxis and stuff from there also.
Does concerts usually end late? I don't know.
Itzy ended at 9:30. And the reason why I know that Itzy ended at 9:30 because a certain person is very obsessive in asking me where the hell I was. Because I had to keep on checking the time. Because
I was editing.
Yeah. Kept asking me, you know. You finish ready? 9:30.
I was at Ayer Rajah Food Center editing.
Ayer Rajah Food Center, guys.
With satay. And like Ice Milo beside me with Shondi. Then we were like, how do I like return this?
Yeah. So that's funny. So 9:30. Usually concerts, I would say end by 10:30 latest.
Okay,
I think Stray Kids ended at around like 10.
Wait, so 10, like 10:30. It starts like 6.
6 to 7 around there.
Oh, but then like there's so many people early. Okay, I know Stray Kids concert got like girls giving like fan merch things.
And us doing box.
Yeah,
box.
Us. But I got girls giving fan merch things. I thought that was so cute. Like do they do that? As in like fan clubs do that, is it?
So actually they call it fan service? No, not fan service.
Fan welfare?
Fan sign. Fan sign, something like that. So they really just give out free stuff. I mean, like, we give out free stuff too at concerts. So stay tuned to see K4K at different concerts, yeah. And, yeah, some people do dance covers. I think I was at Stray Kids.
Yeah.
I saw a group of people doing all of the title tracks of the Stray Kids title tracks.
Yeah.
There were random dance plays also. My biggest tip, is to actually literally go on Telegram and find the concert chat group.
Okay.
It exists. That's what I did for Stray Kids and ITZY. And which is why I got like a lot of help.
Okay. So should I, right, if I were to go to my Ultimate Bias concert,
which
is, I honestly don't know who. Honestly, at this point, it's just Taylor Swift.
Same.
Should I like dedicate a whole day just to immerse myself in the fan culture?
Yes. So the whole day during ITZY, even from the night before, I was fully channeling.
Listen to the set list.
Yeji. Yeah, I listen to the set list because I do not want to be that loser who like during the middle of a song, right, I just go. Because my friends tell me, when if Qayyum Lukman, aka me, gets uninterested in something, it's very obvious that I'm uninterested. I'll literally just do this.
RBF game strong.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. I didn't know that my RBF was
you
that
are,
strong.
You are. It's quite strong.
Yeah, but yeah, because it's very obvious that I'm not interested. So I don't want that to happen. Mm. Yeah, but for Stray Kids, halfway, I got so uninterested because of the atmosphere. Which is, I kind of regretted doing like standing, but I was happy that like Bang Chan and Felix like acknowledged my existence. So I couldn't really complain that much.
Yeah, you can't complain.
But it was really bad.
You can't complain.
I took off my shoe halfway. I took off my shoes halfway.
You're a stinky one, man.
It is literally impossible for me to smell like not good. I'm not kidding. And everyone's like, what the hell are you talking about? Literally, everyone was like, hey, Kaim, why you always smell nice? Can I say I rarely wear perfume? But I smell really good.
Moving on. Yeah. Post-concert depression.
Horrible.
I've never been to a concert.
For ITZY, right, it was so bad. ITZY was like, sometimes I just walk around and then I just go like, la 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 la.
Like, when was song. Like your longest like PCD?
Oh, Stray Kids.
Stray Kids.
Stray Kids. Stray Kids felt like a dream. Stray Kids felt like I wasn't even like, I was like, was I at the concert? Was I at the concert? And like I said, Stray Kids is my ultimate boy group. I only watched like Stray Kids live. And it's just like, I couldn't believe that like
you had fan service.
It happened already. Then I was like, then what now? Like what do I do now? You know? Bang Chan, Felix. Have you ever experienced seeing the abs of three men live? Like Stray Kids men? No, not Stray Kids men. Just in general, But
I think it's hard to even find three men with abs, so I don't know.
Yeah, and they're so, and they're like. Yeah, but yeah, post-concert depression. One of the ways I get over post-concert depression, right? Maybe it's, this speaks in terms of my own mental health. I completely repress it. So I do not even think about it. Oh yeah, that's fine. Yeah, everything's good.
Everyone says it works.
Yeah, any other musician. That's literally what I did. I did not listen to Stray Kids for a solid month.
Okay.
ITZY also, never listen. Literally, only recently, I was like, oh yeah, I went to ITZY's concert. It's so like, oh, what a good thing.
So, like, what are some things that you experience in K-pop concerts that's like sussy?
Sus?
I don't know.
I think I was a sus one.
Ah?
Yeah, for one of the concerts, PH1 concert.
Okay.
I was what? Extremely sus. I'm gonna be honest, okay? Qayyum did not listen to PH1 at all. I did not know who the hell PH1 was. I did not know what the hell was going on. But then I got concert tickets because I got it. And then I was invited to go. So I went. Mm-hmm. And then what happened was I did not realize that I had early admission.
Okay. Early admission. And so were you like late? I don't know. What's up?
Early admission, I realized that my queue number was 100 something.
He was late for regular admission.
Yeah, I was late for regular admission.
What the heck?
I think I was the last person to walk in.
There was a domino effect where him being late for regular admission made us late for regular admission.
Just because of you?
Technically, because of me, lah. Yeah. It's technically because of this other girl, but we love her. But it's just that, I did not want to be alone. I didn't want to go alone. So I just wait, lah. Then I did. And at the mindset, I was like, oh, I'm not like a big fan of PH1. I don't really know who he is. So I didn't feel that I had a need to be like barricade. So I was just like, just chill. But then when I was at his concert, Oh my god.
Vibes.
Yeah, I kind of regret it a bit.
Every like 10 minutes, we scold him. Like, it could have been you. Like,
Yeah, because like, I think that... You have to remember, I went for Itzy and Stray Kids before that, right? And technically, fan service not that much.
Oh, shit.
You have to remember. Like, yes, they say hi. Yes, they wait from afar. Yes, they do a cute hardship to you. Yes, Felix said I love you to me. But like,
crowd engagement.
Yeah, but other than that, not really that much. However, PH1, man was
talking.
Having fun. He was like going, like taking people's phone left and right, spraying water at people, throwing his freaking like, throwing free merch, throwing the
being
tea towel.
Being a performer lah, basically.
And he even took Polaroids of the crowd. And then like he signed it, I think, and then gave it to a fan. Okay, this is for you. That was like, that's why these two idiots were screaming, they could have been you! That's like, oh shit.
This is K-hip-hop,
Yeah.
K-hip-hop. Okay.
Yeah, but I had so much fun at PH1, though. Like, I kind of, like, added his songs to my playlist already.
I'm a K-R&B girl. I'm just
overall
a K-R&B.
I know, you and Azura.
K-R&B girl.
Yeah, I love PH1.
PR.
Because at first I was so confused, because everyone was screaming, Harry Park. And I was like, who the fuck is Harry? And I was like, oh, PH.
Oh! Harry.
Very proud
interesting.
Of myself.
Cool.
Yeah, so I guess I was a sus one. However, there's just this weirdo. Again, if you're watching this, I'm so sorry. I was because I'm a very vibey person.
Okay.
Like, I just go to a place and I'm like, right? If you see me at K-pop night, same thing. Vibing. This guy grabbed me by the shoulder. He was like, do you want to mosh? Let's mosh! The crowd is so, let's mosh, bro! And I was like,
you are 183 cm. Men.
Nopha
is like
16
below,
blank.
Below.
I won't say the last number. He's 16 blank. Yeah. And I'm 183.
Do you want more?
Yeah. And I was like, what? And I realized I did something quite messed up. I kind of like grabbed Nopha because Nopha was beside me. And I just like shifted Nopha to where? Yeah. I guess I was the last one.
I guess first time experience for everything.
Right. And yeah, upcoming concerts that we have in Singapore with a lot.
Maybe we should explore not just K-pop, K-hip-hop, K-R&B. I would love to do the K-R&B one. Yeah.
Then you should have went with us the other day. La, 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 la. Anyways. I'm very excited for Les Seraphim's World Tour. I think Asia Tour, sorry. Les Seraphim's Tour. IVE is officially coming June 30th, I think.
Blackpink is gonna be crazy. Oh, I am
Blackpink,
so
I'm going. I'm not gonna be in the dancing. I'm seated. But okay. I have so much fun because you know why? That's our last ever World Tour. Okay. they're gonna disband lah. Come on lah. They're gonna disband. And with that, we've come to the end of this episode of
K-pop K-pos. Follow us at K-pop K-pos.
Yes.
Come rate us 5 stars. It will do us a lot of good. I hope you learned a lot. I learned a lot.
Yeah. Since when, Kayu is such a
informative. Bringing the information. Yeah. Serving it up.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can ask him for more K-pop like things, lah, honestly. At Kayu Lukman. Yeah. I met a girl called Zoo.
And feel free to slide into like K-pop, K-pop's DM. We're very friendly people, like, to be honest.
Yeah, you can just ask us anything. Like, if we are going to be at a certain concert, right, then we'll reply you where we'll be at. Yeah. Then, like, I mean, we update frequently also.
Quite.
And we're pretty, like, chill. Like, it's just us. It's just us. We just talk normally. So don't be scared.
Yeah. And, like, I think the scariest person that you'll see with us is probably Sean.
Sean, no lah. We hope to see Sean again soon. Sean,
yeah,
we miss
Sean.
You.
Stop crying. Anyways, annyeong.
See you guys next episode. Bye-bye. Nana, nana, yeah. Nah, yeah, nah.